Hey, we're here once again at Georgia Tech Volleyball with Coach. Last weekend, you were in Manhattan, Kansas for the Kansas State Tournament, went 1-2. Mm-hmm. Just overall impressions of how the team performed at the event.
You know, I think it was a good weekend for us. We definitely faced some very good competition, programs that have been established for a long time and been very successful. And it was good to see that we were able to compete pretty well with them. I think that we kind of left those matches feeling like we didn't get beat. We kind of let those matches go, and I feel that that's a good thing to have. I mean, it's as much as winning is frustrating. I think that we left feeling pretty good and knowing that there are some things on our side that we need to do better in order to be at that next level, but that we're very close to that next level, and being so early in the season, you know, it's definitely exciting. It keeps us motivated to get better, and to, you know, every time that we step in the gym, it's a step closer to where we need to get. So I think it was a very hard challenge in the beginning of the season, but I think it gave us definitely a starting point of where we are and where we can be, and it was fun. It was good to see that.
Going to Kansas State match, the last one, a loss 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Struggles in the beginning, but you came back and were able to make that a competitive match.
Yeah.
What can you take from that contest heading into some of your other matches coming up?
Same thing. I think we can play with anybody in the country. You know, we really we're getting more and more well-rounded with our offense, and I think that that's something that we need to continue to get better at. I think defensively, we're digging a lot of balls. So just converting maybe a couple more of those digs into points, and then getting more production out of our middles and out of the right side in order to just be a more well-rounded team, make it hard to defend. But our outsides are carrying a heavy load right now. We're very outside dominant, and I think that we need to evolve from that and get better into those other areas so that we can be as competitive as we can be.
You mentioned offensively, Gabriella has emerged as an offensive performer. Mm-hmm. Had her first career double-double in that Kansas State match. What's her development been just on and off the court, coming from Brazil,
mm-hmm.
now a sophomore? She talked to her earlier. She said she's felt more comfortable just being here in the United States, mm-hmm. and playing here at Georgia Tech. What have you seen from her this year that's been an improvement?
Yeah, I'm very proud of her. I think that she had a completely shift of mindset of, you know, before everything was new and she was overwhelmed, and I think she got a little intimidated with all that. And then, you know, we talked through some things and I said, hey, you can either use this as an advantage to grow and go after it, or you can feel, you know, just kind of sorry for yourself and wait for things to happen, or you can go get it. And she definitely has put in the work. I mean, she worked extremely hard this spring. She's stronger, she's jumping hard, she's playing with some really good confidence. You know, she's way more vocal on the court, very reliable, and I think all those things came with just a shift in mindset. I mean, she's definitely a different player out there, and it was exciting because that was a player that I saw playing and that I knew that she had on her, and I'm happy for her and I'm happy for our program, because she can be a big impact, and every match she's getting better and more confident, and you know, it's exciting to see just that evolvement and how much she has grown. Very proud of her. I think that she's definitely making the most out of this opportunity.
You made that transition coming from Brazil, mm-hmm. to the United States to play, and
yep.
she's mentioned that it's helped that you both speak Portuguese,
uh-huh.
and you've been through it, so you can kind of guide her along. But how tough is that for an international player, not only a Brazilian, but just in general, coming to the United, people take that for granted, the language differences,
yeah.
and the culture and academics. That's how
right.
tough is that for an international player?
It's very different. You know, it's tough. I had a great experience, so I didn't really think about challenges, as I just enjoyed it. I was happy to be here. I was happy with the teammates I had, and I wanted to play volleyball, and I wanted to challenge myself, and I went after it. So, I mean, I think it depends. It goes by person to person, you know. I think I'm very adaptable. I'm easy to just kind of adapt to my surroundings, and I think that helps a lot, you know. And maybe not every international student's like that, and so they face a little more adversity. And I think for Gabby, it was a little harder for her. especially with how Georgia Tech is academically too, and she's a really good student and she takes that seriously as well. So she wanted to make sure that she was doing great on both sides of the court, and that can be overwhelming in your first year. But I really think that she just embraced that, you know, and before was she kind of let that took over a little bit. She got a little shy with the situation, and I think she got used to it. She felt comfortable and she said, hey, I'm here. Let's go after it. Let's do what I know I can do. And then she's now, you know, just a very confident person out there, and she's doing well, both great. She's doing great on and off the court. So very proud of her.
Defensively, the team has performed well. You lead, or you're holding teams at the lowest hitting percentage in the conference so far, and you also lead in digs. What's the defensive unit been doing so well to have those good statistics? And how can that help the offense, which I believe you think will come around? You mm-hmm, mentioned the outs, sure. outside heavy.
Yeah.
How can that defense maybe help the middles out or those outsides and get the offensive game going?
You know, one of the things we talked about is, I think that we're playing with a lot of just good intent on the court. You know, we don't really give up on balls. We go after it. I think we're doing great from the service line, and that's transferring over to how we're defending teams. They're executing the game plan well on things that we feel are weaknesses, or taking away some of the things that hitters like to do and forcing them to do some different things. And so the next step now that we have talked about is the quality of our dig. Is, hey, yes, we're digging a lot of balls, we're keeping balls alive. How can we increase the quality of that so that now we're taking easier swings off that dig and we're transitioning in a higher efficiency? And so that's kind of the next step of our progression is, you know, I think that we're doing some really good things, and it definitely starts with our serve. We're serving very confident. We are able to strategize from the service line, do some things that are really putting pressure on that team's attack, you know, and that's facilitating our defense. And I mean, we were able to, we're a lot more disciplined defensively. We're stopped reacting. I think we're waiting to see things develop. And that comes with maturity too, and being such a more mature team this year, I think that the players just kind of understand the game a little bit better, and kind of they, you know, we've talked about some of those things for 3 years, and it's finally just staying a little more disciplined within their play. And I think it's transferring over to numbers.
And finally, you have a Georgia Challenge coming up this week. Three matches against Georgia State, Kennesaw State, mm-hmm. and Georgia.
Yeah.
And talking to other coaches and to the other players, it's obviously all these players and coach, you all know each other. It's a small network mm-hmm. of volleyball.
Right.
Does that add to kind of the intensity of it? And furthermore, just having those all three matches over a two-day period as opposed to maybe mid-season and kind of spreading it mm-hmm. out a little more. Do you like it this way? Do you want to spread them out? What's the preference?
I think the intent was how can we promote the sport and make sure that in the state of Georgia, and I think that I think all the schools are getting better and better with the years. I mean, they have great coaches. They have a good vision for their programs. And so our goal was to, you know, just create the rivalry, continue the exciting tradition of in-state rivalry, and being able to, you know, every year we rotate who hosts it, and so being able to be accessible to different audiences, different parts of the state, so that we're promoting not only volleyball, but we're showing the different strengths and weaknesses about each program, and you know, maybe little girls watching it are going to kind of, you know, connect with one or the other based on the things that they're looking for their next volleyball experience. So it's an important part to grow the sport, but I think it's also a healthy competition. You know, yes, we want to win and we want to beat each other up, but we also want to grow the sport in the state because that's going to benefit everybody. And I think that, you know, it's a very elite group of coaches. They're very experienced, they know what they're doing, their programs are getting better and better, and Georgia volleyball only benefits from that, you know, and so I think it's a cool tournament to have. It's good to have it all together because then...
It's opened up a weekend for you as well for another tournament, because
right.
I know you only have X amount of days
no,
to get a
match. No, you actually, it kind of, it does the opposite. It takes away
one tournament,
right? Because we're always having this one, so then there's only other three other ones that we could go to in preseason. Okay. But I think it's good. I think that it promotes intensity. It shows competition, you know, and you're able to every year kind of measure up to how the other teams in the States are doing and have an idea of how you're progressing within that as well. Because we do compete for a lot of the same kids, you know, a lot of times, and so it's important to have that as well. I think that it helps everybody and it helps the sport overall in the state of Georgia.
And it seems like each team is kind of going through their own transitions. Georgia's had a very good start.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia State's had a turnover in their roster pretty much from an upperclassman group to a big underclassman group this year. And Kennesaw's kind of going through the same thing as well.
Right.
Does that help kind of in scouting? Or since all these teams are, every year is different.
Every year is different,
so you can't really look back to last season.
No, not at all. I think it's very different. And even every weekend now in preseason is different. You know, it's very early in the season. Teams are always getting better, you know. It's every weekend that you play them. And the video that we watched from last weekend of their play, that doesn't mean that they're going to be performing at that level when they get here. Most likely they'll be better and they'll have worked on some of the things that didn't work the weekend before, and they're growing. And so it gets harder as it gets deeper into the season as well. And so we're kind of all in the same spot, I guess. It's at a different point within their program, and it's also early in the season, so everybody is still figuring things out and trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. But that's what these preseason tournaments are for as well. You know, it's you preparing for your conference season, and so they're important to just kind of do that. But yeah, you can't base them out of, you know, the year before, because it's always so different.